Just listen to me. It's been 3 months since I made this podcast. Today is about shifting your mind. I'm going to change your thought pattern, change your rhythm, change your vibration, change your frequency. If you listen to me, you're going to have to repeat exactly what I say as often as possible to change your mindset. This entire dimension known as Earth is nothing but adjusting to your mindset. Your mindset is how you see it. And how you see it is a reflection of your creativity and the power of your manifestation. You create from within, you manifest without. You manifest by what you say and what you do. You create by what you believe, what you feel, and what you can see from inside. Listen to me. Everything I'm saying to you is what I am living. The person listening to this podcast right now, you know me. I'm an open book. I show you by example how to walk in the blessings of Elohim. You know me. So listen to this as I speak to you. Whenever you run across any type of situation, you've got to call things that are not as if they are. It is the secret to unlocking the potential of shifting your mindset. If you have anxiety about a bill, you need to say these exact words. Money is my servant and Jesus is my master. Who is Jesus? The word of God. You've got to say it as often as possible. The word of God is my master and money is my servant. I will always have an abundance of money. I will never have to worry about money. Why am I able to say that, life coach? Because the word of God says I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. All I'm teaching you to do is to stand on the word of God with these affirmation statements. If you are desiring a loving, kind relationship, I need for you as a woman to say, I am a virtuous woman. I am a woman of Elohim. I am a wife to a righteous man. If you are a man and you want to be in a relationship, I am a husband. I am created in the image of God. God created me to be a covering and a man in my home, to my wife and to my children. You got to call things that are not as if they are. Number two, you've got to allow God to finish the intent. It's something I've had to learn. I'm going to explain it. This podcast is less than 5 minutes. Intent is the end result. It's what you're expecting to happen. What I struggled with for the longest was understanding that I don't control how it's going to happen. And I struggle with it from time to time now. It is going to happen, but you got to let go of how it's going to happen. You got to let go of trying to manipulate and control the universe and trying to control God and trying to control the spirit. You got to let it flow. It's going to happen. Just as sure as you believe it, you can feel it and you can see it because you created it from within. It's what you create from within that you manifest with your mouth and you manifest with your actions. You got to put the work in, but you got to leave the end result to God and watch. You will get everything that you've been trying to get. Play this podcast again. Play it over and over again. I'm expecting for one person to hear this podcast and play it 7 times. One person going to play it 7 times and you're going to get the revelation. Play it now. I'll see.